Hi, everybody. Welcome to our show. This is English Digest, and I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're talking about something called the spookiest day of the year. This is December 13th. It's Friday, so I guess we're talking about Friday the 13th, although to me, maybe the spookiest day of the year would be Halloween, but that was already a month and a half ago.
Anytime the 13th falls on a Friday, it can be spooky. It doesn't matter which month it falls. And it could be December or April or May. I think Friday the 13th is kind of fun. Of course, Tom and I grew up with the movies Friday the 13th. There were kind of horror movies where this crazy man kills all these kids. That is very familiar to me. I thought those movies were scary, but I'm typically not too afraid of Friday the 13th. Are you, Tom?
Not really. And no, I didn't really see those movies, Friday the 13th, and their mini sequels.
They're scary.
But I suppose I would have enjoyed them. I suppose,
yeah.
I'm not much of a, what are those called? Blood and gut movies?
Yeah,
whatever.
Horror movies, yeah. Slasher film. Slasher means you use a knife to stab someone to death. Yeah.
A lot of people get killed, and there's lots of blood and stuff like that. Some people like those kinds of movies. I'm not a big fan of that.
Because we like to scream.
We do like to scream, especially the girls do. But we're talking about something called Friday the 13th in at least Western culture and why it's considered an unlucky day to a lot of people, especially in Western countries. So let's get to it. On the occasion of Friday the 13th, we're going to talk about the spookiest day of the year. Here we go. In the Western world, Friday the 13th is considered to be the unluckiest day of the year. Although no one is certain when this spooky superstition originated, there are many theories as to why it's an evil day. Some believe it's a matter of numerology. Since ancient times, the number 13 has been said to be cursed in some cultures. In the Bible, Cain supposedly killed his brother Abel on Friday the 13th. Also, Judas, the apostle who betrayed Jesus, was the 13th guest to arrive at the Last Supper. In some older calendars, Friday was the sixth day of the week, and the number 6 is the mark of the devil in the Bible. Regardless of how or when it started, the curse of Friday the 13th carries on to this day. Some people believe that it's to blame for NASA's failed Apollo 13 mission. The spacecraft blasted off on April 11, 1970 at 1313 from Pad 39, which is the third multiple of 13. Shortly after takeoff, the crew ran into a host of problems and barely made it back to Earth alive. Furthermore, one psychological study revealed that approximately 18 to 21 million Americans are deeply fearful of this day. Some of the affected are so frightened that they will cancel all of their appointments and stay home on Friday the 13th to eliminate the possibility that something will go wrong. Thankfully, instances of Friday the 13th rarely occur on the calendar. However, as you've probably figured out, today is Friday the 13th, so you are advised to carry around a good luck charm just in case. After all, better safe than sorry.
So let's get started. We're going to talk about the spookiest day of the year. Is something spooky? It's another word for scary or frightening. Spookiest is, of course, the most spooky it can be, the spookiest day of the year. Well, in the Western world, Friday the 13th is considered or thought to be the unluckiest day of the year. So some unlucky things probably have happened to people over the centuries, and now it's just supposed to be kind of spooky or scary. I think of Friday the 13th as being unlucky more than scary. But it doesn't really frighten me. I don't stay home or cancel my appointments like we heard in the lesson.
Indeed. So a lot of people do believe it's the unluckiest day of the year, so you better watch out.
Yeah.
And although no one is certain when this spooky superstition originated, there are many theories about its origin. Okay, so let's talk about this sentence here. No one is certain. No one is sure. No one really knows for sure when this superstition originated. Here we have the word superstition. That's just some kind of belief that people have has to do with things being bad luck. For example, there are different kinds of superstitions, at least in Taiwan. You cannot give somebody a clock as a gift, you know, because clock sounds like the word for death. And mm-hmm. you can't give somebody shoes because they'll walk away, they'll leave you behind and stuff like that. So these are some superstitions. Some that we have in the West, I guess you're not supposed to walk under a ladder, right?
Uh-huh.
You're not supposed to step on cracks on the sidewalk or else you'll break your mama's back, which is actually a kid's rhyme. There's one about a black cat, too.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to...
You're not supposed to have a black cat cross your path because that is a symbol of bad luck that's going to happen to you if a black cat... just walks in front of you.
Something like yeah. that. Why are they always bad? How come there's not good ones? You know, like if you step on a star-shaped shell on the beach, then you're going to have a second life after you die or something like that.
I don't know.
But in any case, superstitions have to do with those things.
If something originates, it just means where it begins to exist, when it was first thought of or created or produced. So we're not really certain, no one's really sure, where this spooky superstition originated, having Friday the 13th be considered an unlucky day. There are many theories as to why it's an evil day. A theory is just an idea, could be a set of ideas that are intended to explain something like an event or a fact. You'll often see this word if you're in science class or you study about science. Einstein had the famous theory of relativity. Well, there are theories or ideas about why it's seen as an evil day. As to is an interesting set of words. It's actually a conjunction. A conjunction is something in grammar that brings two parts of a sentence together. It just means about. So I could say, I'm at a loss as to how to explain the error that I made. I don't know how to explain why I made the mistake. That's what as to means.
Very good. So there are many theories about why it's an evil day.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about some of these theories. Some people believe it's a matter of numerology, which is a branch of knowledge, that deals with numbers and how significant they are in terms of how they affect our lives and stuff like that. Probably based more on superstition than on actual science. But in any case here, it's a matter of numerology, just having to do with the study of numbers and whether they're lucky or not.
Oh, it also is associated, though, with supernatural powers.
Yeah.
Or things that are connected with supernatural things like gods and ghosts and magic. That's numerology. The numbers that we associate with those supernatural powers. Well, if it's a matter of something, it means that's what we're talking about. That's what we're currently discussing. So it's a matter of these numbers that are associated with kind of supernatural things, ghosts, magic. It can be seen as kind of scary.
And it is said since ancient times that the number 13 is cursed.
Ooh.
If something's cursed, that means it's got some sort of bad luck associated with it. Usually it's because some supernatural power caused it to be so. For example, God may curse you, for example, if you sin or do stuff like that. And here it says that the number 13 has been cursed. Some power, God, Allah, whatever, Brahma, has finally decided to, hey, the number 13, I just don't like this number and it's going to be unlucky.
Or maybe somebody put a magic spell on you and you're cursed. You'll read in these fairy tales a witch will come along and put a spell on someone and then they'll be cursed. Maybe a beautiful, handsome princess is turned into an ugly old woman. She has a curse on her. Well, it might be cursed, according to some cultures. Now, the next sentence says in the Bible, Cain supposedly killed his brother Abel on Friday the 13th. Now, I've never heard this before, but that's why we're using the word supposedly. According to what someone said or what people talk about, I guess somebody started this rumor. I've read the Bible many times, and I've never seen this in the Bible, but that's a rumor that goes around. So Cain did the bad deed on Friday the 13th.
Supposedly, some people believe this. Of course, if you read the Bible, you can find all sorts of stuff in there that lots of people don't agree on. So in any case, that's what a lot of people believe. That what was it, Cain who killed his brother Abel?
Uh-huh.
What did Abel do that was so bad that Cain had to kill him?
Well, he was giving sacrifices to God that were seen as very good, and Cain was jealous, and so he killed him.
Ooh.
You're making me look bad, bro, is kind of what he was thinking.
These things can happen.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess the Bible nailed it on the head there, but in any
jealousy.
Case... jealousy. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what supposedly happened. And also from the Bible, we've got Judas here. He's the apostle who betrayed Jesus. Hey, you guys, I know where Jesus is going to be. You can go there and find him, and then you can nail him on the tree. And so he's the guy who betrayed Jesus. If you betray someone, then you just kind of do something that breaks their faith in you. You're supposed to be loyal to somebody, and then you are disloyal, okay?
So you hurt them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, if you happen to have some kind of affair with somebody outside your marriage, then you have betrayed your partner.
Yeah, if you betray your partner, say you're a guy and you are married and you betray your wife with another woman, you have an affair. You are betraying her. You're unfaithful. Well, supposedly Judas, the apostle, betrayed Jesus and was the 13th guest to arrive at the Last Supper. So again, that number 13 shows up, which is kind of scary. Now, in some older calendars, Friday was the 6th day of the week, not the 5th, the 6th. And the number 6 is the mark of the devil in the Bible. In fact, we sometimes will talk about this, at least in the United States, how 666 represents the devil or Satan.
Yeah, that's what I heard, that it was 3 sixes and not just one. I think I even read somewhere else that it's not 666. There's actually another number in there. But again, that is a possible explanation of the origin of why Friday the 13th is considered unlucky in Western culture. So yes, the number 6 could be the mark of the devil. Well, I think it's about time for us to take a little bit of a break here and continue our lesson in just a couple of minutes after we've heard from our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要谈论的主题是 Friday the 13th, 也就是13号星期五。我们来看一下第一个空格的句子写着 Although no one is certain when this spooky superstition blank one, there are many theories as to why it's an evil day.虽然没有人可以确认到底是什么时候这种很诡异的迷信怎么样，但是呢，由于呢有很多的传说跟理论，我们后续再来看咯。第一个空格的 A 选项 preserved 保存， B nominated 提名， C observed 观察， D originated产生发源，当然没有人是可以确定这样子的迷信是什么时候产生的，所以第一题搭配文意我们就选 D originated。 接着来看到第二个空格的句子写着 Since ancient times the number 13 blank 2 to be cursed in some cultures。 在这里要请同学注意 since 这个词，自从古时候，那么我们就要搭配现在完成式，讲从以前到现在，这个13的数字呢，就被认为在一些的文化当中是被诅咒的，所以我们要先考虑用现在完成式，再来表达一种被动的状况，被认为，所以第二题，我们答案就选 A, has been said.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about the spookiest day of the year, the scariest day And as you said earlier, Stephanie, a lot of people don't necessarily think it's a scary day or a spooky day, but it's more an unlucky day.
Yeah.
But of course, if something is unlucky, then bad things could happen to you. But
true.
Again, this is according to Western culture. I don't think people here in Taiwan care if it's Friday the 14th or the 12th or the 13th. It doesn't really matter to them. But hey, we're explaining this to you anyway. And so in the first part of our lesson, we talked about how it originated, some theories about that. But regardless of how or when it started, the curse of Friday the 13th carries on to this day. And here we have the phrase to carry on. That means to continue. Carry on with your work. You may continue to work without worry. And regardless of how or when it started. In other words, we're just not going to worry about that right now. But what we are going to do is talk about the fact that it's still around.
So regardless of just means it's not affected by something, so it's not being affected by how or when it started, we still have the curse of Friday the 13th, and it continues to this day. Some people believe that it's to blame for NASA's failed Apollo 13 mission. I bet a lot of our listeners are familiar with this mission because it was made into a very popular film starring Tom Hanks, I remember. And it was kind of a very exciting movie because we knew that they made it out alive, but watching the film, I wasn't really sure if they were going to get back home safely. It was a very well-made film.
A Ron Howard film, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably won some Oscars, too, yeah.
It did.
Yeah, so if you're unfamiliar with this story and you want to see some drama, check out that movie, Apollo 13, actually. You can watch Friday the 13th if you like slasher movies. But let's talk about some of the bad luck that was involved with this mission. The spacecraft blasted off on April 13th, 1970, at, get this, 1313, 1300 hours and 13 minutes. And it also blasted off from pad 39. Pad here just means the launch pad, the place where the rocket, began its mission into space. And the number 39 is a multiple of the number 13. Wow, what a cool coincidence.
A multiple is a noun. It means a number that can be produced by multiplying a smaller number. For example, 35 is a multiple of 7. 7 times 5 is 35. 12 is a multiple of 6. So it's kind of scary. I don't understand why they would choose 1313, pad 39. Someone must have been tempting fate, kind of saying, hey, I don't believe in that stuff. Well, they didn't have so much luck on this mission. Shortly after takeoff, the crew ran into a host of problems. A host of means a lot of problems. And takeoff is the word we use when an airplane or a helicopter or a rocket suddenly leaves the ground and begins to fly. That's the takeoff.
Right, and notice here it's one word, takeoff. Before in this paragraph we have the phrase to blast off. That's two words, blast off, takeoff means the same thing. Blast means kind of exploding, so that sort of emphasizes the fact that there was a lot of fire and power there. It blasted off. But take off as a verb phrase would have these words separate. Take off. When is the rocket going to take off? Then it would be two words. But here, take off is the noun referring to the process of taking off from the launch pad. And the crew ran into a host of problems. A host of just means many problems. And the crew barely made it back to Earth alive. They did get back okay. And they had to think on their toes and use their wits. But they were able to bring themselves back alive.
Furthermore, one psychological study revealed that approximately 18 to 21 million Americans are deeply fearful of this day. It's not a lot of Americans when you consider we have about 380 million Americans. But still, there are more people that are deeply fearful of Friday the 13th than I would have guessed. Psychological means relating to your mind. So it has something to do with studying your mind. And I guess they had a lot of people they studied, they asked questions of, and these people actually said, you know what, I'm really afraid of Friday the 13th. And they had quite a few people respond that they were deeply fearful or very fearful of Friday the 13th.
That's a psychological study having to do with psychology, approximately give or take a couple of million there, an estimation there. And some of the affected some of the people who are afraid of this day are so frightened that they will cancel all of their appointments and stay home on Friday the 13th. And they do this to eliminate the possibility that something will go wrong, that something might happen badly. Okay, so here we've got some phrases here. To be frightened means you're very scared of something. To be frightened, using the be verb there. So, yes, some of them are so frightened that they cancel all of their appointments and stay home.
Wow, I think they just want a vacation day.
Yeah.
Now, an appointment is any time you have an agreement or an arrangement with someone where you're going to meet each other at a particular time. We'll often make dentist appointments, doctor appointments, so that we can see that person at a particular time. They'll cancel all their appointments and stay home because they want to eliminate the possibility that bad luck will occur. Now, eliminate just means they want to get rid of or do away with something, so they don't even want to go out of the house in case something happens that's really bad or unlucky.
We'd like to eliminate cancer, for example, to get rid of it, although that's easier said than done. So, yes, they just stay home to stop something bad from happening. It's better to be safe than sorry. That's a phrase we'll get to later on here. Well, thankfully, instances of Friday the 13th rarely occur on the calendar. So here, instance, and instance just refers to when something happens, a single occurrence of something. Okay, an instance, you could say it's an incident, I guess. You could use that to explain it. But yeah, Friday the 13th basically just doesn't happen on the calendar that often. What is it, like once or twice a year, if even that?
I've never even counted. I've never noticed. It seems like we have more of them than just rarely occur. So I'm kind of surprised. Rare means it doesn't happen very often at all. Well, as you've probably figured out, today is Friday the 13th.
Oh, no.
We hope you've all had pretty good luck so far. We hope it continues. So because it's Friday the 13th, we're going to advise you or give you some advice to carry around a good luck charm just in case. Now, people have different types of good luck charms. A charm is something that is supposed to have magical powers. And if it's a good luck charm, it's supposed to prevent bad luck from happening. Some people like rabbit's feet. They'll carry around a little rabbit's foot on a keychain, perhaps. A horseshoe supposed to bring you good luck.
That's pretty heavy to carry around.
It's heavy, though.
Yeah.
I know.
They usually like stick it above their door or something for good luck. But there are other things that people carry around as a good luck charm. If you carry it with you, you will have good luck. And they carry a good luck charm just in case. Just in case here basically means one E in Chinese. You do it. You don't have to, but hey, if something bad happens, you never know. It doesn't hurt to bring it along. So, okay, I'll bring this good luck charm just in case something bad might happen.
Yeah, you want to prepare in case. You want to be ready for something that might happen. Most of us take an umbrella around with us in case it rains, or you might want to bring extra money with you just in case. You want to do these things because, after all, better safe than sorry. Better safe than sorry is a very popular phrase we use. It means it's better to be careful now so that problems don't occur later on. So maybe you need to pull out your good luck charm. Maybe at lunch. Maybe it's not too late. See if you can bring some good luck into the day.
Okay, everybody, it's time to have some good luck by listening to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll come back to say goodbye.
在前面有这么多不同的说法，接着我们来看一下空格三后面的文字提到 How or when it started, the curse of Friday the 13th carries on to this day. 那么不管它是什么时候跟如何开始的，这13号星期五的诅咒呢，似乎到今日还在持续着。第三题 A 选项 instead of取代、替代 ，B by means of 借由 ，C regardless of 不论、无论 ，D on behalf of 以某人的身份，不管是什么时候跟如何开始的这个诅咒呢，到今日还存在。所以第三题根据文意，我们就选 C regardless of。接着下面一句提到 ，Some people believe。 that is to blame blank for NASA's failed Apollo 13 mission. 也有些人认为呢，要归因怪罪到呢这个阿波罗13号的这样子的一次的任务当中。而在这里 is to blame 指的就是要归罪归咎于 for 当作介系词后面加上名词就是说它就是这件事情发生的原因所以第四题我们要选特定的介系词 see for 接着来看到第五个空格 Furthermore, one psychological study revealed that approximately 18 to 21 million Americans are deeply blank five of this day. 根据一项的这样心理的研究显示约有1800万到2100万的美国人呢他们对这样的日子是深深的怎么样从前面提到阿波罗13号还有很多在13号发生的不幸事件我们来看一下第五题的 A 选项 painful 痛苦的 B fearful 害怕的 C shameful 可耻的 D doubtful 怀疑的当然有这么多不幸的事情发生很多的美国人还是非常害怕这个日子的所以第五题就选 B 选项的 fearful 但是呢虽然有些人他们被影响到会害怕的去取消他们的这些约定然后后面提到 stay home on Friday the 13th to eliminate the blank six that something will go wrong选择的方式是碰到13号星期五的时候就待在家来消除怎么样事情有可能出错 A. possibility 可能性 B. instruction 指示说明 C. consequence 结果后果 D. frequency 频繁那么待在家就可以消除有可能会发生错误的可能性了所以第六题答案就选 A possibility 那么接着我们来看第七个空格咯如果你也是害怕 Friday the 13th 那么该怎么办呢在第七个空格的句子就提到 So you are blank seven to carry around a good luck charm just in case所以你怎么样就携带着一个幸运符吧。那么 A 选项 confined, 监禁的 ,B exposed, 暴露的 ,C engaged, 从事某一件事 ,D advised, 给予忠固劝固。所以呢你还是乖乖的听劝随身就携带着幸运符吧。所以第七题答案就选 D advised。
Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today, and nothing bad is going to happen to me today. I'm pretty sure of that, and I'm also very sure that nothing bad will happen to you either. So that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you for joining us for English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.